Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're looking at a few psalms through the summer. And we've been studying Psalm chapter 9, but Psalm chapter 9 bleeds into Psalm 10 with a haunting realism. David shifts focus to the wicked and to the heart of their rebellion, which is pride. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him, but rather he says, "I shall not be moved." Pride convinces us that we're self-sufficient, that we're untouchable, that we're God. But David isn't impressed. He knows that pride is the birthplace of wickedness, the root of rebellion. It blinds, it boasts, and in time, it will break. So this isn't just those people out there. This is us when we begin to live as if we don't need God. When our lips say, "Lord," but our plans say, "I've got this." Pride isn't always loud. Sometimes it whispers, "You don't really need to pray about that. You're fine." The antidote, however, is humble dependence, a daily, hourly awareness that without Christ, we're toast, but in Him, we're safe, we are secure, and we are strong. Here are several ways that you can turn this devotional into a prayer. God, expose the pride in my heart before it undoes me. Remind me that dependence on you is strength and not weakness, and keep me from self-reliance that silences prayer. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for today: Jacob and Miriam and their family, our Creative Access missionaries. And also pray for the Haya LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania.